so sorry. I didn't wake you up, did I? Good. Here, let me crawl into bed next to you. Why are you still awake? Okay, I get it. What right do I have to ask that question when I'm still awake too? But seriously, you really should be asleep. You don't need to stay up and wait for me. I know you haven't been sleeping well these past few days, so your rest is very important right now. Hey, I mean it. Now close your eyes and try to get some rest, okay? Here, I'll even be Big Spoon. Let me just cuddle up nice and close. I love being close to you like this. Sleep always comes easy when I'm with you. Ugh, yeah, it's totally because you bore me to sleep. One-way ticket to Snoozeville, am I right? I'm just kidding. No self-deprecation before bed, alright? Let's just focus on drifting off into sleep. You're fidgeting. Is something the matter? You don't have to tell me, but as your girlfriend and your friend, I want to be here for you whenever you need me. Do you need me? You know, it's okay to ask for help. Baby, that's nothing to worry about. I'll sleep when I know that you're feeling better. I can't imagine falling asleep knowing that you're not feeling well, so just let me know what you need from me, okay? I can rub your back, or snuggle up real close and give you a big hug. We can just lay here next to each other too, if you just want the company. Or you can let me know what's going on, and maybe I can try and give you some words of affirmation. I see. It's just one of those nights, right? The ones where your mind just spirals and your thoughts pile up and completely overwhelm you. Yeah. Well, let's see what we can do about that. Yeah? I can't tell you that I understand exactly what you're going through because I don't want you to feel like I'm diminishing your feelings, you know? I want to make you feel comfortable in your own head without having to worry what might or might not be going on in mine. That's not something you need to worry about right now. I'm doing fine, but you aren't, and that's okay. We'll get through this together. Now, where should we start? Yeah. Validation is a wonderful place to begin. I hope you know that it's completely natural to feel overwhelmed every now and then. Even if it's something that you feel like should just be small, you can still feel overwhelmed by a bunch of small things piled up too. It's human of you to feel overwhelmed, but I know that's a bit of a struggle. You always want to be perfect for everyone around you, and that's completely fine. I want you to know that you don't need to be perfect. You're allowed to feel overwhelmed, and you're more than allowed to talk about it. Let those thoughts that are racing in your mind out. Maybe then they'll stop running so much once they have too much track to cover, right? Though, personally, I think it must be exhausting to be a thought. Just running around all the time? Ugh, sounds like a horrible pastime. Yeah, okay. That was a bad joke, I know. I just wanted to make you laugh a little, to see if that'd help. Anyways, back to you. You're human, and a part of being human is It's knowing what weight to carry by yourself and what weight you can let others carry with you. I'm your girlfriend, after all. I know there's a lot of additional things that prevent you from opening up to me, and that's completely valid, but I'm always gonna remind you that I'm here for you. I'm a resource that you are allowed to use. You don't have to feel alone in your problems, but it's okay if you want to be. And you know, sometimes the best help is just knowing someone is there for you. I know I don't remind you very often that I'm here for you whenever you need. I'll work harder on making sure you know that I'm always listening and I'm always thinking of you. All I want is for you to be happy, after all. But again, there's no pressure to be happy right now. It can be tough being happy. And that's in general, not including all of this crazy stuff going on. Just know that not feeling okay is okay. Keeping that in mind, I also don't want these thoughts to consume you. It's obvious that you're anxious about something, and whatever that is, I hope you know that being anxious is a fight or flight response. Being anxious is the body's natural response to being overwhelmed. It wants you to run, it wants you to fight, but because you can't do either against the thoughts in your head, you just end up feeling anxious. It's normal, it's natural, it's low-key nature and evolutionary biology being a fucking dick. But regardless of that, at the center of it all, you want to get better. You want to feel better, and your body knows that. Your body wants you to feel better too, even if it's making you anxious in the process by accident. So try and hold on to that thought, okay? Of all the thoughts racing through your mind, grasp onto the fact that you want to feel better. If you believe it hard enough, it'll happen eventually. You always get better. So just keep believing that you will, and it'll become reality. And when it gets hard, I'll be here to remind you that you will get better. When the voice in your head gets a little too loud for you to scream back at it, I'll do the screaming for you, okay? I'll fight any thought that messes with my partner. Grrr. Okay, that wasn't... That wasn't intimidating, but I'm being serious. I'll come up into your mind and I'll throw hands, just you watch. No one messes with you, not even your own damn mind. Okay. Yeah, I'll stop joking around now. I hope that helped. Even if it was just a little is better than nothing, right? Progress and getting better in general, they're not linear. You can have bad days, and that doesn't ruin the good ones. You're absolutely incredible, and I hope you know you've gotten better before. You can do it again. Just keep fighting the fight, and you'll make it through. Now, let's try to focus on getting your ass to sleep. If your mind is being too loud right now, do you think it could help to just focus on my voice? Yeah? Okay. I'll start talking nice and quiet, like this. And I'll just say small, soothing words. You're going to make it through this. You're going to fall asleep and wake up tomorrow. Tomorrow is a new day. It always is. Tomorrow has new things to bring. It always does. You will feel better, whether it's tomorrow or some other time in the future. You'll feel better. But the only thing you have to focus on right now is sleep. Sleep so that you can see what tomorrow has in store for you. So, just drift off into sleep. Focus on the sound of my voice. Just drift into sleep. Sleep will come to you soon. It always does. May your sleep bring you quiet, peaceful dreams of a better tomorrow.